It's been so long since I set foot in the mortal realm. Oh, hello, sweetie. Well, of course, I'm a real succubus. Look at these wings, these horns, this tail. Not to mention his ass. So, I wouldn't necessarily say you summoned me. Sure, you did a ritual, but I chose to come here. Like you. You need to brush up on your Latin before you start reading out loud from dusty old books, sweetie. You see, you didn't just perform a summoning ritual. That was a marriage proposal. You didn't wonder why I showed up here with my sexy red ass in white lingerie, with a veil in my jet black hair. This is our wedding night, hubby. Of course, I know you're the man I want to marry. When you cast that ritual, it opened the connection. And let me see pretty much everything about you. I knew your preferences, kinks, likes, dislikes, and everything about your body before I ever appeared before you. What can I say? Time works differently in the underworld. My point is that I'm here not just because you opened the door, but because you are just what I was looking for. Look, I'm sure you were expecting something different when you try to summon a lusty demoness. Let me guess. Light figure, flat tummy, perky tits, with a tight little ass. Something along those lines. Now, look at me. Luxurious curves, heavy, perfectly hanging tits, wide plush ass, soft squeezable belly. I'm not the image of wild, acrobatic, carefree fucktoy you hoped for, am I? Maybe if we met 1,000 years ago, but now. A vision of mature, powerful, divine, well, infernal in this case, fertile femininity, aged to perfection, just for you. A succubus has a life cycle, you know. Sure. I spent a few millennia fucking, stealing souls, tempting priests into sin, this whole thing. But now, at my age, it all feels a bit childish. My biological clock is ticking, honey. I'm in my fertile prime, and I might only have 4, maybe 5 centuries left to start popping out little ones. So, I've been looking for someone to settle down with. That's where you come in, lover. I told you, sweetie, I know everything about your desires, your kinks. I know you're into MILFs. Breeding. Big pregnant bellies. Fat milky tits. Plus, and I probably shouldn't say this, but you're a good guy. Summoning a demon is the first really evil thing you've done. What? Of course not. Is that what they teach people up here? Trust me. Nobody goes to hell just for jerking off. If that were true, the overpopulation would be insane. The thing you mortals come up with. So, what do you say? Want to settle down, start a family, house, picket fence, a few dozen half-demon spawn terrorizing the countryside? Oh, no. Just saying. Well, it is where I come from. Come on, lover. I can tell you're interested. You feel interested. Well, part of you does. And it's a nice, big part. See? I knew I chose you for a reason. Let me at least show you what I have to offer. For starters, I know you want to get that fat cock between these big, soft, pillowy tits. Look at me. Aren't I just the perfect, devoted, submissive little wifey? Down here on my knees, where I belong, servicing my big, strong husband's perfect cock. There. How does that feel? Soft, warm tits completely enveloping your cock hard shaft. One hand cupping your full heavy balls. Look at you. Licking pre-cum all over. I bet you've never felt anything as nice as this, have you? Not many men can say they've gotten to tit fuck a succubus. But my husband gets to use this fat mommy milkers whenever he wants. And add to more than fuck you with my huge breasts. Do you know about succubus tongues? See how it's a foot long and forked at the end? Very useful. Very nimble. How does it feel having my tits and tongue wrapped around your whole length at the same time? My lips kissing your sensitive tip. Can you feel I tickle your balls with my forked tongue? You'll never get head like this from anyone else. But you could get it from me every single day if you were my devoted hubby. Grab my horns, baby. Take control. Fuck my pretty face. Your cock tastes amazing, stud. And the smell. I can smell how backed up you are. So starved for touch, you try to summon a demon to take care of it. How long has it been since you dumped your load in a warm, wet, hungry mouth, baby? It doesn't matter. I'll be here for you anytime, day or night. A succubus is literally always ready to fuck and suck and please her husband. I don't feel like you'd ever have to hold back for me, hubby. I want to taste you, swallow every drop, and savor all your thick, potent cum sliding down my throat. Warming up my belly from inside. Oh, but not today, stud. Not yet. I know. That was mean of me, wasn't it? To bring you so close to the edge and then deny you your release. I'm sorry. I can't help being a wicked little cocktease sometimes, hubby. It's just in my nature. And look at your cock now. So desperate, so needy. Throbbing and twitching and just beginning to burst. But not going to waste the thick, potent, baby-making load you've got built up by letting you shoot it down my throat. Not until I'm properly bred. Once you feel my hot, needy womb, your perfect succubus wife will be sure to keep your balls drained every single day, any way you like. Imagine it, hubby. I'll be your perfect, breedable housewife. I'll cook for you, keep our home looking perfect, fuck you like a desperate whore whenever you want it. You won't find a better offer in a thousand years. Trust me. Now, if you're going to be husband and wife, and we are husband and wife, then we need to consummate this union. It means we need to fuck, hubby. I know, you know where babies come from. Then it's no different with the succubus. Well, not entirely true. With a succubus, it's a lot more fun. Get those clothes off, mister, and lie down. I'm gonna ride you like you've never been ridden before. Fuck. You look good enough to eat. I told you. You're my husband now, baby. I'm not here to eat you or steal your soul. I need you to breed me. That titfuck was just an appetizer, just to get this perfect cock hard and throbbing. This is the main course. Look at this pretty pussy, baby. Right between his thick tights, his perfect childbearing hips, wet and puffy lips, hard, aching little clit. Want me to spread my lips for you? Ugh. Isn't it perfect? Dripping, wet and ready for you. Fuck, hubby. I need you to fill me up so bad. I've got an ache deep inside that only my strong husband's big hard cock can reach. I'm clenching down on nothing. Here. Aren't you just dying to bury your beautiful cock in this hot, needy hole? Ready, baby? I'm gonna sink down on your cock now. Husband, you're stretching me out, baby. Yes, I'm going to enjoy this, Dad. Going to take my time. It's not every day a girl consummates her marriage. I want to savor every second, every inch of your lovely cock filling me up for the first time. Fuck. Tell me I'm pretty, baby. Tell me how fucking sexy I am in my white bridal lingerie. I know white is supposed to mean virgin, but I didn't think you mind. Thank you, hubby. I need you to know you appreciate our wedding night as much as I do. Oh. The night We start our family. The night you breathe my desperate, fertile, curvy body and make me a sexy succubus mommy. Oh, you feel so good. So perfect. My pussy was made for you, hubby. It'll always be tight and wet and ready for you. I'm gonna milk the cum out of you every single day until I'm good and bred. And let me tell you something, sweetie. Once I get pregnant, I get even hornier. As good as I am at fucking, I am even more nurturing. I'll make sure you're well fed, pampered, worshipped. So your big, yummy cock is always ready to give me what I need. Morning, night, every single day. Fuck, you're throbbing so good for me, hubby. You love the sight of my full thick body bouncing on you. These heavy tits, thick tights. That's it, hubby. Back those hips. Fuck that perfect cock up into me. Squeeze my hips. Drop for me. Fuck me deep. I need your cum so bad, Stan. Give it to me. Give it. All of it. Come, come, come. Breathe me. Feel me up. Feel me. Oh, fuck. Oh, can feel it inside. Oh, me. Warm and wet and deep inside. This is what love feels like. Oh, hubby, that was a big load. You might have knocked me up on the first try with that one. Have you been paying attention, Stan? You're going to cream pie my pussy every day until I know I'm pregnant. Of course. After that, you'll keep doing it every day, but at that point, it's just for fun. All part of the perks of having a perpetually cock-hungry semen demon for a wife. Now my favorite part. Cuddles. You don't get warm, soft snuggles from your young succubi. Just crazy fucking and that emptying, missing soul feeling. Put your head on my breast. Rest and regain your strength. You're gonna need it, hubby.